Okay, so you know how everyone's always talking about effort and failure? Like those motivational posters that say, give it your all, or learn from your mistakes. Yeah, all that. But honestly, it never really feels that simple, does it?
No, not really.
So today we're going to dive into something a little different, a little more practical, you could say. We're going to talk about Failure Friday, but not like, just giving up on everything. It's more about like accepting that things are messy. Like, you try things, you mess up, you learn some stuff along the way. Because sometimes, don't you feel like you're putting in the effort, but you're not getting anywhere?
Yeah, for sure. Happens all the time.
To help us figure this all out, we've got an expert who's been there and done that, especially when it comes to work. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. And you're totally right. There's a huge difference between like really trying and just going through the motions. I call it performative effort.
Ooh, performative effort. I like that. I think we've all been guilty of that at some point. I remember one of the articles we read had this funny example about someone who Googled how to not be a loser for like 17 minutes straight.
Oh,
It's like they thought the answer would just magically appear on the screen.
wow. Yeah, that's not real effort, is it?
Nope, not at all.
That's just the illusion of effort. Real effort means actually doing something, even if it feels scary or you might mess up.
So it's not enough to just think about trying, you got to actually do it.
Exactly. It's about getting past that fear of failing and just focusing on learning and growing.
But what about when you hit a wall? I think a lot of people just say they've hit a dead end and give up.
That's a really good point. What most people call a dead end is actually just a sign that they need to change their approach.
Interesting.
You know, one of the sources actually argued that a true dead end means you've tried absolutely everything, which almost never happens.
I see.
Usually we just get to a point where we don't want to keep pushing to get creative and find a different way.
So it's about knowing the difference between a real dead end and just a point where it's getting tough and we want to quit.
Exactly. And, you know, there's always going to be some suck involved in anything worthwhile. The setbacks, the frustrations, those times when you just want to give up, those are going to happen.
This suck sanctuary idea, that's pretty interesting. So you're saying instead of running away from the suck, we should just lean into it.
Exactly. Think of it like training for resilience. The more we try to avoid those uncomfortable feelings, the less we're ready for those real challenges life throws at us.
Right.
And honestly, we're less likely to grow in a way that makes us truly happy.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you think this connects to that whole help those who help themselves philosophy?
Oh, for sure.
Like, if you're always protecting someone from the suck, are you actually doing them any favors?
That's a great connection. Helping those who help themselves isn't about being mean or not helping at all. It's about helping people become strong enough to face their own challenges and find their own answers. You know, like that saying, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime.
Yeah, I get it.
So instead of giving someone the answer, you give them the tools and guidance they need to find it themselves.
Makes sense.
And this is super important at work. So instead of constantly rescuing employees from every little problem, you create a culture where they're encouraged to take initiative, try new things, and yeah, even mess up sometimes.
Right, as long as they learn from it.
Exactly.
That makes sense. It's about making people feel responsible, like they own their work, right?
Yeah, that's it.
But isn't there a risk that people will be so afraid of messing up that they won't try anything new?
That's where the idea of what some people call failing right comes in.
Okay.
One of the sources talked about it as creating a culture where messing up is seen as valuable information, not something to be ashamed of.
I like that.
It's about changing our mindset from who screwed up to what can we learn from this?
So it's about learning from mistakes, not blaming people.
Exactly.
So how do you actually do that, especially at work?
Well, one way is to do what some companies call postmortems.
Postmortems.
Yeah, basically, after a project, no matter how it went, the team gets together and talks about what worked, what didn't, and what they could do differently next time.
Interesting.
The key is to approach these discussions with curiosity, like you genuinely want to learn, not just point fingers or blame someone.
It's like turning those oops moments into aha moments. And it
Exactly.
reminds me of this time I totally bombed a presentation at work.
Oh,
Oh, it
no.
was awful. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
But my boss, she actually told me to look at it as a learning experience. So we sat down, went through what went wrong, and I realized I hadn't prepared as well as I should have.
Makes sense.
That experience really taught me how important it is to be prepared and pay attention to details. Honestly, it made me a much better presenter.
That's a great example of how failing can actually teach you something valuable.
Yeah, it's not about celebrating failure. It's about seeing it as a way to grow and get better.
Exactly.
So how can we actually change our mindset to see failure as a good thing?
Right.
It's easy to say, don't be afraid to fail, but doing it is a whole other story.
Yeah.
Any advice?
Well, one practical tip is to start small. You don't have to change everything overnight.
Okay.
Just pick one area where you can be more forgiving of yourself when you mess up.
Like what?
Maybe try a new hobby, take on a tough project at work, or even just have that difficult conversation you've been putting off.
Yeah.
It's about creating a space where you feel safe to try things and mess up without beating yourself up about it.
So you don't have to be perfect all the time.
Exactly. And as you start to see the benefits of being more forgiving, you can slowly apply it to other parts of your life. It's a process, not a quick fix.
So instead of seeing failure as a weakness, we can see it as a sign that we're pushing ourselves, learning, and growing.
Exactly. And this brings us back to that idea of helping those who help themselves.
Right.
At work, this could mean setting clear expectations for your employees, giving them the tools and support they need, but then letting them figure things out on their own.
Okay.
Of course, you should still offer guidance and be a mentor, but it's all about finding that balance between supporting them and letting them be independent.
It's like empowering people to take charge of their work and how they grow.
Exactly.
It seems like this approach would create a much more engaged and motivated team.
Yeah, definitely.
But how do you find that sweet spot between offering support and not just doing everything for them? It seems tricky.
It is. One strategy is to encourage employees to come to you with solutions, not just problems.
Interesting.
When they hit a roadblock, ask them, what are some ways you could approach this? Or what resources might help you overcome this challenge?
Okay, so you're guiding them to think for themselves and find their own answers.
Right. And when they do mess up, because everyone does sometimes, focus on what they can learn from it.
Instead of getting mad at them.
Exactly. Talk to them about what happened, what they learned, and how they can use that experience to do better next time.
Got it.
This reinforces the idea that making mistakes is just a normal part of learning and growing.
This has been so helpful. I feel like we've been looking at effort and failure the wrong way for so long.
I know, right?
We've been taught to be scared of failure, to see it as a bad thing, when really, it can be the best teacher we have.
I agree. And by accepting failure as part of learning, we open ourselves up to growth, creativity, and resilience.
It's like we've been told that success is this straight line, you know?
Yeah.
And if you step off the path, you failed.
Right.
But maybe it's more like a winding road.
Yeah.
With all these twists and turns and unexpected detours.
I like that.
Those detours are probably where we learn the most important stuff, right?
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into effort and failure, what are some key takeaways our listeners can, like, really take to heart?
I think the most important thing is to change how you think about both effort and failure.
Okay. Real effort isn't just about the result. It's about taking action, facing those challenges, and focusing on learning along the way.
Makes sense.
And failure. It's not something to be afraid of. It's just a normal part of growing and a chance to get some real wisdom.
It's about embracing those tough moments, the suck, knowing that they're making us stronger and more resourceful.
For sure.
And we need to learn the difference between a real dead end and just a point where we need to switch gears or try a different approach.
Exactly.
And what about that idea of helping those who help themselves?
Yeah, that's a big one.
It's not about being uncaring or unhelpful. It's about empowering people to take charge of their own problems and find their own answers.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's about creating a culture of responsibility, both at work and in our personal lives.
We need to build those environments where people feel safe to experiment, to make mistakes, and learn from them.
And whether we're leaders, mentors, or just friends and family, we can support this by giving guidance, resources, and encouragement. But ultimately, we need to let people figure things out for themselves.
That's a really important point. It's about finding that balance between support and independence, offering help but letting people discover their own strength.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I feel like I have a whole new understanding of effort and failure.
Me too.
Hopefully our listeners feel the same way. Before we go, I want to leave everyone with something to think about.
Okay. I like it.
What's one small thing you can do today to embrace this idea of failure as a good thing?
Yeah.
Maybe try something you've always wanted to, but were too scared to.
Right.
Or have that tough conversation you've been putting off, knowing that even if it doesn't go perfectly, You'll still learn something.
It could even be something as simple as thinking about a time you failed in the past and asking yourself, what did I learn from that?
Right. How did it shape me? Thank you so much for sharing your insights today. This has been truly inspiring.
It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
And to our listeners, keep exploring, keep trying new things, and keep embracing that messy, beautiful journey of growth. Until next time, keep diving deep.